What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 929. In this episode, I'll discuss the incidence of torsades from low-dose ondansetron and perioperative patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode929. Ondansetron prescribing information has a warning that EKG changes, including QT interval prolongation, have been seen in patients receiving ondansetron. Some references list this as a concern, but many clinicians believe that a low dose of 4 milligrams does not represent a significant risk for most patients. Researchers at the Department of Anesthesiology, Mayo Clinic College of Medicine, Rochester, Minnesota, recently published a single-center review evaluating the risk of torsades from a 4 milligram dose of ondansetron IV in perioperative patients. Over 32,000 patients were analyzed in this retrospective single-center review. The analysis identified all patients with QTC greater than 450 milliseconds, any VTAC, including torsades, meaning both polymorphic and monomorphic VTAC, within 48 hours of receiving ondansetron, and death within 7 days of receiving ondansetron. In this large cohort, which spanned a 2-year collection period, not one patient developed torsades or died as a result of ondansetron administration. There were 46 patients in the cohort of over 32,000 that developed monomorphic ventricular tachycardia. However, 100% of these episodes were precipitated by existing cardiovascular disease, and 50% of these episodes had documented monomorphic VTAC prior to receiving ondansetron. There were 32 deaths in the cohort. However, these were all judged to have been precipitated by pre-existing disease. This data should reassure concerned clinicians that low-dose ondansetron use in perioperative patients does not come with a risk of torsades, ventricular tachycardia, or death beyond that of the baseline risk in this population. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.